What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, and here are your hosts, Rob and Devo.
What's up, everybody? We have a special guest to give a joke for you today, Victor.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Did you guys know that pirates are my favorite characters in movies?
Why is that?
I don't know. They just are. That's all I could come up with since...
That wasn't too bad.
I didn't have a shower joke at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since I've come up with a shower joke, so...
Yeah.
You guys don't have any clean jokes? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I always try for.
Oh, sorry. Ah, there it is. I hope that's coming through because the last episode, it didn't save the soundtrack.
Oh, the soundtrack was going through on my end when I was going through.
It usually gives me something to download it. Sorry, guys. So if it seems awkward that like insert sound here wasn't there, it's because it
oh, whatever reason it came through a lot. It's fine.
Oh yeah, no, I heard that one, but the yeah, that sound. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. So this week we are continuing the trend of under $20. I'm not as worried about this one though.
Especially because on the bottle it says world's highest rated bourbon.
Oh, I fucked up. There you go. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, is it floating? You guys both bought a bottle?
I had a bottle and Devo bought it. And I'm like, well, don't give me a handshake because I have it. So don't worry about that.
No Kentucky hand jobs today.
Yeah, no Kentucky hand jobs. That's very appropriate.
That's Patreon episode, right?
No.
These are all gone.
We can talk about your Sunday afternoons or your 5 to 6 p.m. when you work till 4. And you show up at home at 5.
Mm-hmm. That one went over my head.
Oh, I thought it went in your pants.
You haven't even opened it. Like it still has that little plastic still wrap fresh on it.
Yeah, I bought this. Like I think I had to put it in an order, and I wanted it for delivery, but I didn't want to pay like the extra fee. So I spent a certain amount of money. So I picked up like this Devil's Chair. I think
Devil's Cut.
Yeah,
Devil's Chair. Hey. Dude, I gotta try that one.
There is Cutwater has Devil's Chair. That's why I was thinking of that.
This is a twist, right?
No, it's a pop. That's the good news. Because we both have unopened bottles, we can pop this one. Okay. It's absolutely a twist.
I was like trying to pull one. I'm like, there's no
big,
way.
You see how big the neck is? You know how fucking huge of a cork that would be?
That was Jesus. Tough, dude.
Well, I was trying to be all smooth and open it, and I actually had to put in a decent amount of grip.
I put in a lot of fucking grip, dude.
What happened to the dad strength, guys? Come on.
You're
supposed to have the dad strength now.
Why is it called black?
So it's extra aged, but you have the bottle, so why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
It's a fucking sticker, dude.
So most bottles are.
No, but it's like it's trying to look really cool, but it's a sticker.
It's under $20, Victor.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I think I got mine for about $18. I don't know what you got yours for.
I think I paid the same, something around there. Yeah. Did you get it at Total Wine or somewhere else?
I got it at BevMo.
Okay. Yeah, I think I paid around $18 for it.
The world.
I may have paid $16 before prices went up, to be honest. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't make the rules.
I think I had seen it at $16 before I purchased it, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, $16, $18, who really cares? It's $2. I mean, but, if I was talking to like one of those people that always pops up on my screen, it's like Dave Ramsey, but more modern, mm-hmm. then I'd care about $2. But I mean, it's $2. Come on, guys.
None genuine without my signature.
That's what it said. I don't know why your signature means anything, Victor.
No, that's what it said on the bottle.
Oh, below the signature?
Yeah.
See, context is always important.
Contacts.
Those are important too, usually.
If you can't see.
Or if you can't contact someone. Like you're needing their phone number and stuff.
No, absolutely.
Why is it black?
It says it on the bottle. Extra age.
But why? What does that have to associate with black?
the label's black.
A charred level? I don't know.
Would you prefer they call it blue? What is purple? This? Pink?
Did you want them to say Jim Beam Yellow? Extra? Like, what's
Jim Beam Extra? That'd be cool, dude. How long has it been extra aged?
It I don't know, Victor. You're looking at the bottle. Yeah, I might tell you.
It doesn't say in the bottle.
Are you sure? Positive?
He's a fast reader. He probably figured it out that...
He already sped read through it all.
No, I can't find it. What's the proof, Devo?
86.
It's like a beer?
The beer?
Yeah.
You can buy a handle of this for $36. So it used to have a 8-year label on it, but they got rid of that. That's perfect, Victor. You don't have to like continue to like pour a little bit because then you leak more and more on yourself. Jesus Christ, why do I get such big pores? And you pour like nothing for yourself.
Welcome to the podcast.
So yeah, it's probably it's somewhere between 4 and 8 years, but probably around 6 to 8 years.
What's regular Jim Beam aged?
4.
So it could be aged 4 years in one day, and that's extra?
Not necessarily. Well, like I said, it used to have an age statement of 8 years. A lot of the distilleries went away from age statements because instead of focusing on the age, they wanted to make the whiskey consistent. So they started focusing on the flavor profile. So if it tasted the same at 7 years and 2 months, that's when they'd bottle it. If it tasted the same at 8 years and 8 months, that's when they'd bottle it. Cool?
Victor, your expression reminded me of like a sixth grader just listening to whatever the teacher was saying. It was like, uh-huh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what's fun?
Propaganda.
Fun about editing for you, Victor, is like half the time you don't even fucking speak near the mic.
Oh, that's now I got a camera to worry about.
Well, just point the mic toward your mouth. Just point it. There you go. Look at that.
Welcome to the podcast.
Holy shit.
Pure. Well, Robert's mean to me.
That's fucking pure. Well, Robert's dude. Mean that to is me. Pure.
Oh, does it smell good, Devo?
Smells like Jim Beam. Definitely smells like Jim Beam. But
what's the proof, Victor?
86.
Okay.
And regular Jim Beam is?
85.
4?
80. Oh, got extra 6 for that. 6
Yeah, it's
years?
80 proof. I think it's just...
Possibly? Who knows?
Like,
why not just do 80?
Victor, Victor, this is like the same shit that you can that you like text me like, why the fuck do these people think that I know this? Because no one knows. And then you're asking us this shit like, oh, is the extra 6 proof because of this? It could be that he has 6 kids. And his 6th kid came out with this, so it's 6 more proof. It could be that, you know, he has 6 kids and he wanted a stronger whiskey, so he went to 86.
I think it all started with Bradshaw because of the proof being his like record or whatever.
It was the proof wasn't his the alcohol percent by volume.
Oh,
is his completion percent?
Okay,
his quarterback.
So you think 43 is his completion percent in like conceiving a child or something?
His quarterback rating.
Jim Beam's quarterback rating?
Yep.
Okay. In what level?
Pop Warner.
Do they track QBR?
Yeah, in Kentucky they do at the Pop Warner level.
Oh, do they?
Yep.
That's good to know. Thanks for the history lesson, Victor. So helpful. Yeah, this smells exactly like Jim Beam. Just a little more refined.
I like it. It's inviting to me.
Got heavier caramel tones. Than a regular Jim Beam, though.
I think everything's just a little stronger.
Yeah, you barely poured anything for you.
Yeah, this motherfucker pours like nothing in his, and look at mine.
It's my second glass.
Look at mine. Like, really? It's your second glass, my ass. Yeah, it definitely has that peanutty smell.
Peanuts.
Back on that? Gosh. What, peanuts? I had to hear that joke so many times.
Smells like peanuts.
Oh, man.
got a nice little spice to it. If you haven't had Jim Beam, I don't know what to tell you. It's pretty much the same on the nose.
It definitely has more going on the palate.
Yeah.
Than Jim Beam. It tastes like a watered down, a good whiskey.
Which I have a feeling that's going to be the going
trend under $20.
Yeah.
Damn. I was hoping we'd find a fucking bottle that tasted like Pappy. Or any other good whiskey. Doesn't no preference on distillery.
Is Pappy like that good, or is it all like the hype?
I think there is hype. But it is, I mean, I've had Old Rip. I have a bottle of Old Rip now, finally. But I had Old Rip, and it was definitely a top three whiskey that I've ever had.
Okay.
It was probably the best, but I don't like to say best. I don't like when it's top five, really. It's just, I do not. I've refused to give a five until something just knocked my socks off.
Like Jim Beam Black?
No.
Close.
Are you going to give this a five? We're talking about Jim Beam Extra.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I will say about this, the flavor's good. It's just mellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like drinking a watered, like, it's pretty well balanced. I got the spice. I got the sweetness. It just tastes like they put a shit ton of water with this.
What kind of water?
Distilled.
Not lime?
Probably limestone.
Probably. I mean, they use limestone water in the process. So yes, there's a high probability of that. But you could also have distilled limestone water.
Really? Yeah, there is definitely a bit more going on than what like a regular Jim Beam would be. A little bit more mouthfeel, definitely from thinking of what we just did an episode on. Like no burn though. I haven't been getting any type of burn, so that could be that extra aging that has kind of helped bring down
or the proof.
86, yeah, I guess,
the second sip was definitely warmer.
Still tastes quite good though.
It's actually pleasant. I'd almost take a little more ethanol and less flavor.
I can't with you right now, Vic. Like your facial expression.
Victor looks terrified.
He's thinking that we're tripping.
I think you're fucking tripping balls, both of you.
Really?
Yeah. It tastes like a fucking $18 bottle of bourbon, dude.
Victor says that, and then all of a sudden he's going to come out with, pow, I'd pay up to $30, and it's fucking 4.25. Value rating 4.75.
I think you take a Jim Beam and just splash a little extra water in there, and this is what it tastes like.
Did you mean Jim Beam?
Bean with an N.
Oh, because it has an M.
But yeah, I found that out probably like earlier this year or last year.
Yeah, when we last did a Jim Beam episode.
I don't know why. I still call it Jim Bean.
Yeah, I don't know either. Do you need me to fix your mic for you?
No.
I'm going to fix it. It's driving me nuts.
Nope.
Keep talking about the whiskey, Victor. Tell us why it's an $18 bottle of whiskey.
That's what it tastes like.
That doesn't help me.
But
he's annoying, but you don't explain why the person's annoying.
It just tastes like they needed to sell more Jim Beam and they just remarketed the bottle, put a little bit more water in it.
But the Jim Beam like white label, that is only 80 proof. So it wouldn't be that you're putting more water into it because this one's 86.
Do you have Jim Beam? An open one? I don't want you to crack a fresh bottle of Jim Beam.
Well, to give a little backstory, we used to, that's a whole, we used to use Jim Beam for our soda mixers,
which is fine. I mean, I think there's a place for, for a mix. I mean, this is definitely something you you used to mix, right? It's, and I like Jim Beam products. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna have to think
just drink out of the bottle. I don't. It,
he just wanted an excuse to be able to.
Yeah, now he has do to chug pour. That.
Yeah, he'll have to chug that one to try the one that we're on right now. Does it taste the same, Victor?
It's a fucking same.
No, it isn't.
This one, it's a little smoother, but it's virtually the same thing. If you poured me a glass blind,
you're not sure you would be able to pick out which one was which?
No, I could tell the difference between the two.
Because one's better.
But I don't think if you were like, if you gave me one glass and said, which one is it before, you know what I mean? A blind taste test, I only tasted one, I bet you I wouldn't know what the difference was.
Well,
if you put that black bottle in the white label, like, I'd probably never know.
You're so full of shit.
I don't think I have. Let me check my little goodies box over here.
You might have Jim Beam. No, we did an episode on it, didn't we? I know you have Red Stag.
Was this your bachelor party gift?
I do have Red Stag.
Jim Beam?
Yeah, didn't you get this as a groomsman gift?
No, I got a 375 of it.
Oh, fuck.
Diva got a full bottle of Woodford Reserve Double Oaked. I got a half bottle of Jim Beam.
Are you guys excited for that really? Party?
Yeah, he gave me a half bottle. It wasn't even a full bottle.
Who?
The gift. Diva, going back. Go back. Like the bachelor party that we are no longer a part of.
Oh, he gave you...
I got a half bottle of Jim Beam. You got a full bottle of Woodford Reserve Double Oaked.
I didn't. Wait, get Woodford
is that the
Reserve
little
Double
bottle?
Oaked?
Yeah, you did. What'd you get?
I got X-ray
Bone Snapper? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, I get like, he gets a $50 bottle of whiskey. I get a $7 bottle of whiskey.
It's because he asked
me, like, oh, what's your favorite bottle? And I told him, and that's what he got me.
Okay, so, but I think this is a good play from Robert's point. If somebody asks me what my favorite bottle is, it's because they're probably going to get it for you.
Yeah.
So then how is it better on Rob, though?
Sorry. I think Robert was trying to be... I don't want to say you were inconsiderate, but Robert... I think Robert was smart enough to assume somebody was going to get him a gift and downplayed it.
He didn't ask what my favorite was. He said, what whiskey... Is there a whiskey that I'd like to get? Or, like, what... Something like that. I'm like, or do I need any... Like, what whiskey don't I have? It's like, I have a lot of fucking whiskey. And I was just trying to make it easy on pickup. But I was like, I picked like the cheapest bottle and I got a half bottle.
When you say half,
like it was half drinking?
It was a 375.
Oh.
Where is it?
It's gone. Oh, no, it's right behind you. Actually, turn around. Literally right behind the piece of wood. Second shelf.
So he didn't want to even get you
the that's what I'm saying. I don't even care bottle. But it's like I got the like half bottle and I picked the $12 whiskey.
Like, you do you feel offended?
I didn't, because I knew I didn't need whiskey, hence why I just asked for that. And I don't even know why I asked for that, because it's not even like...
Can I say something?
Sure.
You told me bourbon doesn't come in a plastic bottle.
You're right.
This isn't a plastic bottle.
That's not a 750, though. The little plastic bottles, the little like 50 milliliter bottles, those come in plastic. But 750.
Are you offended?
No. I just think it's funny. That, like, weird, I picked though? The cheap one and I get a half bottle.
I thought I played it smart, but.
No, I mean, you did play it smart. I mean,
I answered honestly. He asked me what my favorite bottle was.
Bottle, and Robert got Robert got the fucking homeless special, dude. This is what I
Yeah, I have a feeling that was like, what, $13? Maybe.
Oh, a regular bottle of Jim's, $13.
Do you, was that like, just like personally, like if you told me Jim Beam, I'd give you the fucking handle.
Well, that's, I mean, that's true because you can get a handle for like $22.
Especially but... if I spent fucking $70 on fucking somebody else.
And what's funny is that he plays video games with them. Rob plays video games with them more than I do. So they're considered closer, at least in my opinion.
You know what I think had probably happened?
It was the first thing that he saw.
You got the he bought you the first one.
He probably got mine at like the grocery store.
He probably got yours first, right? He was at the grocery store, grabbed this. And was like, cool, I'll get everybody this size.
That's a boot to a concert special right there.
Yeah, dude. And then he went to go get Devo's and realized, I can't fucking find this version.
He probably had to order it online for pickup to find yours.
Probably, because I hadn't seen it in a little while.
Yeah. He literally like was like, oh, I'm getting groceries. Oh, they probably have Jim Beam. He hops through on Albertsons, and he's like, oh, I wonder if they have X-ray rye. Oh, no, they don't. Fuck. So then he goes to Total Wine, walks in. He's like, hey, do you guys sell X-ray rye? And they're like, I don't know. Let me check. And then they search it. And they're like, oh, it says we have 6 bottles. It's in the rye section. Let's go look. And then they like spend like fucking 30 minutes trying to find that bottle because they don't know what they're looking for. And no one really knows of X-ray rye.
Yeah, that's not one, too many people do.
Yeah, that's one bottle that not many people talk about. By the way, we are not sponsored by 7-Eleven, Big Gulp.
I saw that a lot, too, and I was like, oh, am I going to have to?
Hey, fuck it. I mean, they can't expect us just to drink water the whole time. Water and bourbon.
True.
So, it's fine. I have no problems with this whiskey. It's not great. It's not terrible. I would say that if you have a friend trying to get into bourbon and you want to buy them an inexpensive bottle that they could thoroughly enjoy, I think this is a great bottle for like a beginner or someone new to whiskey. It's pretty smooth.
I was going to say there's smooth enough to...
There's no like bitter notes on the palate.
Nor on the finish.
It finishes light and mellow. If you want to make your whiskey taste a little better, you could get this. But I don't think it's even worth the extra $6 if you're going to put it with Coke. Just get Jim Beam. Jesus.
Yeah, but you said you can get like a handle of this at like $36.
Yeah, which seems high because you can buy the bottle for $18, and usually it's under twice the $7.50 price for a handle.
I don't know. I'd probably still.
It's not a bad one to get a handle of.
I would probably grab this over the regular Jim Beam.
Yeah, but then when you're at that price point, you're going to buy Bullet for $6-$8 more for a handle.
Yeah, I think it's 40 right now.
Yeah, it's on sale at Costco. I think the normal price is like 45 or 46, something like that.
Yeah. But yeah. You're right. I probably would just pick up Bullet instead.
Victor, your thoughts?
I think it's lipstick on a pig, dude.
Lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
You're coming out with some random...
I think lipstick on a pig makes it worse, though. That's just fucking awkward. Why the fuck would you put lipstick on a pig, Victor?
It's a figure of speech.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is some like old Kentuckian figure of speech?
Like you're just it's not making it look better. You're just doing extra for nothing.
Are they doing extra though?
It's called Jim Beam Extra.
No.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Thank you.
It's extra aged. Thank you. It's called Jim Beam Black.
We made it black? Extra.
Because the label's black.
Why not purple?
They could have done purple. But I don't think that just doesn't like that's like throwing lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, putting it in something pretty to.
Yeah.
Even though like the. Yeah.
I feel like they had a purple label on some whiskey at one point, though.
Crown Royal?
No, Jim Beam.
You're right though, Vic. Crown Royal does have purple.
They do.
Doesn't Weller have a purple label?
Antique no. is like maroon.
Yeah, it's maroon. No. They have blue, maroon, kind of like mustardish, I believe. There's like a cream one, I think, and a white one. Maybe the white is the cream. I don't know.
What I do like to, or what I would like to say about at least Jim Beam as like a whole, because they're lower priced ones. I would say the highest lower price bottle that you can get is the Double Oaked, which is their navy blue label.
Oh, yeah.
But I would say like going from white, black to the navy blue, like they're all pretty consistent in terms of like drinkability. Like they're smooth. This one has like just a slight bite to it to make sure that you know that you're still drinking some bourbon. Not sure if I would end up mixing this with anything outside of a Coke though. But I think this one's actually really good, neat, and like you said, Rob, something that for someone who hasn't or is starting to get into
bourbon or whiskey
in general. And yeah. Like I'd put this kind of close to Elijah Craig small batch.
Really?
In terms of like what I would grab for someone to try as one of their first sippers.
Fair enough. There is like that caramel vanilla traditional flavor. Mm-hmm. There's something about Jim Beam though, and their whole lineup, right? It could go all the way up to like Booker's. There's some distinct flavor in there that you just know it's a Jim Beam product.
Like I don't know if it's their nuttiness signature on it or what.
I don't know. Must be something with the mash bill or the grain that they use, but it's different. I mean, I know everyone's different in one way, shape, or form, but it's like, that's Jim Beam.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Jim Beam makes a better whiskey Coke than Jack Daniels.
I agree. Just with how Victor's like looking right now, I think I'm going to go ahead and
jump into my review. He fell asleep with his eyes open. Oh, no, he turned his head. He's awake, guys. He's awake. Please do, Devo. Let's hear what you have to say. Oh, wait, actually, before you say that, what spice are you getting? Because I don't really get, like, your anise or black pepper. It's more of like a nutmeg. Victor, you can open up another bottle. I know you don't really care to...
I definitely agree that it is a little bit sweeter of a spice, because nutmeg, at least in my mind, or in how
more like it baking comes off spice,
it, yeah, rather than yeah, it's not like a black pepper, cracked pepper, whatever you want to call it, or anise like you were saying before. Maybe a little hint of cinnamon, but that also kind of pulls me back to nutmeg. Because if I ever use nutmeg, it's usually pairing with like the cinnamon spice as well. So, but I think you're right. I think it is more of a nutmeg.
And yeah, then it's with a caramel tone. Interesting in one.
Vanilla caramel. I am going to, like, I'm teetering between like a 3.75 and a 4.
Oh, okay. I like it.
For it being like an 86 proof. And like knowing that it's not going to come through super, ethanol.
Yeah.
Especially with that age statement, or not age statement, but it being, at least around 8 years or so. I
don't get a ton of oakiness from it though. Maybe that's because it's watered down quite a bit.
Yeah. I think it's a weird feeling to say. I think I am still leaning towards like a 4.
Wow. Okay.
I'm surprising myself with it.
Yeah.
I
Victor's jaw just dropped.
All right. I, I think they were on point in terms of like the highest rated. Like it's on the bottle there that it's the highest rated bourbon, because I could see a whole lot of people enjoying this one.
I think that's for the distillery though, not just this whiskey.
Okay. Well,
which I could see that.
First time that I had seen that. So, but yeah, I think I am going to leave it at a 4. And then I think it's more of like a 4.5, 4.75 in terms of value.
Okay.
I would probably buy it again, probably more in the handle than I would 750. But
yeah, save a few bucks, have it for a while.
Yeah.
I could see you knocking this down while playing video games.
I think this would be a safer bet for me to do. So yeah, this is definitely DevoPour certified. Probably wouldn't be hurting as much the next morning.
Yeah, instead of X-ray rye. Or
X-ray rye,
Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, or
Knob Creek. You know, that's my normal go-to while gaming.
Yeah. For those that you don't know, Knob Creek is a Buffalo Trace. Jesus Christ,
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam product.
Yep,
it's a good one.
Victor, I'm jumping over to you just because I want to. He's gonna give it a 3.
No, I'll give it 3.5.
Dude, the way that you talk about shit, you're like, oh, I don't know. This is like, and then it's like 3.5. And it's like, wait, that's actually like, that's C's get that's degrees, dude. Score.
Yeah.
C's get degrees.
I mean,
that's a 70%.
It's Jim Beam, dude. Like,
I still don't know what Jim Beam is.
I like Jim Beam.
Are you talking like from.
I think he does it like on accident and then he continues to say it.
I think he talks to his kids too often and they mix up their N's and M's.
And I guess it's better than R's and L's.
True, true.
I mean, it's Jim Beam.
Ooh, there it is.
Has a place on the shelf, right?
Yeah.
And I agree, has a place on the shelf. But if somebody says, I really like bourbon, this isn't like a bottle.
No, you're definitely going to judge someone if they say like this is one of their favorite bottles to go to.
And if somebody, I mean, like if I was like, hey, Devo, can you make me a whiskey and Coke, or you make me a mixed drink and you pull this out, like I'd be cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was coming over to your house for like a New Year's Eve party. You know, and I go, hey, I like bourbon. And you're like, I got something for you. And you pull this out. I'd be like, I'd smile and have a glass. But I mean, like.
This one, I feel like I put out for other people to have. And I wouldn't, like, if they're like, oh, yeah, I want to try this one. And then they do. And they're like, oh, I actually like it. I'd be like, okay, cool.
I mean, I could
show you something else, but. If it's all you drink, I might be like, okay, that's weird.
And definitely, I think, and I did give it a 3.5 because, I mean, I could very much see this replacing the bottle of Jack in my cabinet.
They're both black labels, right?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a bottle of Jack for when people come over and want a whiskey and Coke. I mean, it's what people like. And my father-in-law stopped drinking, so I have like half a handle.
Oh, was this like recent? Because
yeah,
before the holidays, you had said that he was coming over, and that's what you guys were having was Jack.
Yeah, he's getting older, and he's drinking less, and you know,
it's probably what we all should do. But you know,
well, we all get older.
But, so, what do you think of? Oh, sorry, go on.
No, but I mean, it's good. It's better than Jim Beam. It's still Jim Beam. You know, and I don't have, like, if I said, hey, can I get a whiskey and Coke, and you pulled out this or the other one, I'd eagerly enjoy it.
Vic, do you remember?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask Vic if you remember who makes Old Tub.
Jim Beam.
Look at that.
Basil Hayden?
Are you just naming off different? Give me five different names of bourbons, like different names. So Jim Beam is one.
Mm-hmm.
Old Tub is two.
Mm-hmm.
Five names. So just three more names of whiskeys distilled by Jim Beam.
Basil Hayden.
Okay. There's one.
Knob Creek.
Two.
E.H. Taylor.
Buffalo Trace.
Buffalo Trace and Jim Beam product?
No.
No.
That's a Buffalo Trace Taylor product. Is.
Which one's the high-end Jim Beam?
Look behind Rob.
There are a couple.
Look behind Rob.
Yeah.
The Bookers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you have Little Book. You have...
Those are the ones in the casket?
Little Book's pretty much the highest... Like, that's kind of like their flagship product. Like, for their best whiskey. Well, actually, so, I take that back because you have like Knob Creek 18 now, Knob Creek 15. Those are all Knob Creek 15 and Little Book are about the same price.
See, and that's where I don't want to sound like a snob, dude.
You're kind of starting to become one. It's fine.
But, you know, and I feel like there's a person in this world who Jim Beam, because of the price point, is their go-to whiskey.
Okay, I could see that. I mean,
that's not a problem. Like,
it's not a problem, but there's going to be a moment in their life where they're like, I want to splurge. It's my birthday. And they splurge with the Black Label.
But to them, it could just be like they don't normally drink it or normally drink whiskey in general, or they're stubborn and they haven't tried anything different. Because they know what they like, and so that's what they get.
I think there's people in this world who Jim Beam is bourbon to them, and it's a price point that they live at and they can afford.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
And the Black Label is splurging, and I feel like if I want to splurge, I'm not going for Jim Beam Black.
Okay. But what? So what would you rate the pricing then? The cost?
I think it's a great price. I think I'd give it a 4.5.
That's a big jump between the two because you have a whole percent, quarter percent in between the two. Which one are we going for? 4.25 now because you went 4.25. Okay, split the middle. Split the difference. That one.
Mm-hmm. One of those. What about you?
I am going to give it, I'm going to give it a 3.75. I was giving it a 3.5 on my personal preference, but I think there's a very good place for this in the bourbon world or bourbon drinker world. Like we all are, I'm going to say we're well off, right? Like we aren't hurting to make payments. Like we can go out and spend $100 on a bottle and not be like, oh, I can't do that. Right? Like if we wanted to go out and eat, like, we are privileged in that way that all of us have that ability.
The comment that you made of we're not hurting if we pick up a bottle or something like that. I think it was last month and November or whatever. Like you asked a bunch of times, like, hey, do you want this bottle? Do you want this bottle? And I was like, oh shoot, I think I've spent over $400 or something.
Dude, I spent $1,200 in the month of December on whiskey. It was a big purchasing month for me, but like bottle after bottle just came. Like I had it, like I was able to get it, and I couldn't say no.
From you.
Yes, I think I have two bottles for you.
It's no, one, two, or three, because it was special reserve.
Yeah,
Bullet Barrel.
Did I pick that up for you too?
I thought you had. Because you had called me when you were over at Liquor Lineup. And
fuck, I have to find that bottle. Oh, yeah. I have four bottles for you. There's a Knob Creek, there's that, and there's Old Granddad 114.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the back of my car still.
Hopefully they didn't explode.
I think. I don't know. They're somewhere. They're for you. They're here for you. Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. I forgot about that.
I'm all paid up, right?
Like, I think
I don't
so.
Know you anymore. Okay.
I think so. We'll go back. That's an off air topic. But yeah, I mean, And when I say $1,200, that was just for me. That wasn't like, I probably spent close to $2,000 total on whiskey for like different people. And like, I knew someone would want a bottle, a bunch of bottles of Special Reserve. So I picked up a case of 12 of them because they were like, oh yeah, if you want a case, take it. So I was like, I'll take a case.
What credit card did you put it on? The one that gives you points or what?
Yeah, I mean, most of them give me points. I think I put it on my...
you don't have to actually give that. I was just...
I put it on my like, MGM rewards card because I'm trying to get gold status this next year.
Isn't that like spending almost...
It's a lot of fucking points, but I was platinum before, which is like 2.5 times as many points as gold. And I was that for like 2 straight years. So I just gambled too much. And this last year, I thought I gambled as much, but they must have changed their points program or something because I didn't get the tier. But whatever. I'm going to give it a 3.75. I think there's a very good place for this. Back to my point, like we all can afford to have multiple bottles of $50+ whiskeys on our shelf. Like we are lucky in that way, right? So this bottle isn't necessarily going to be something that we're like, oh yeah, I got Jim Beam Black. But I think there are people out there that this is a great choice. Like this could be, to Victor's point, this could be a splurge bottle. And there's nothing wrong with this being a splurge bottle. It's tasty.
That 21-year-old that doesn't have
hell yeah. If we had this yet. when we were drinking a lot, we probably would have had it more.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I had Devil's Cut, Jim Beam Devil's Cut, which isn't like anything to write home about. We're like, dang, that's pretty good. And now I'm like, oh yeah, it's fine. You know what I mean? It's all relative, right? But I think this is very good for people newer to bourbon and also for those that don't have the means to have a high alcohol budget, right? And I don't think it's a bad purchase regardless. Like even if you can afford a higher end bottle, it's a nice pour. It's not bad to have on the shelf for $18. Have it for a friend that comes over, whatnot. I think that's probably the best thing to have it for. And two, if they're like, oh, I don't really like it, but I'll have it with Coke. You're not like, oh, fuck you, right? Like,
yeah, not a pouring Gentleman Jack into yeah. a Coke.
Well, Gentleman Jack, I think, is still okay, but that was a single barrel that was put in with Coke, and we're like,
oh, I thought it was Gentleman Jack. That
no, a single barrel. Yeah. That was the only reason that we didn't get super mad was she, the person that did it cleaned our house for us when she stayed with yeah. her boyfriend. Yeah, I think it's a good bottle. I think the value under $20, it's probably a top five under $20. I don't feel like there are that many. I mean, that's not saying a ton, but it's good for under $20.
Yeah.
That's about all I got to say. I'm not mixing it. It's definitely not Stogie approved. I could see this being Devo 4 approved. We did. But, you know, I like to bring it up because I'm just like this is an anti-cigar whiskey. It's like, do not have this whiskey with cigar. That's why I brought it up. This isn't even like on the fence.
I think this one's almost like brown bag, like Victor was saying before, though. Brown bag type on the strip.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't know why Jim Beam tastes like Vegas to me.
Is that good or bad?
A little bit of both.
It's good before you get there, bad afterward.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel you.
Like I just whenever I drink it, I get just this Vegas nostalgia in my head.
That's fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, the last few times I think we've had at least Jim Beam White up with us, so.
I don't know what you're talking about. We have never, like, since we first started living together and we were going to Vegas, like, when we didn't have money to go to Vegas. I think that was, like, that was the only time we ever brought. And we also used to bring pre-made bottles of jungle juice to Vegas. And we put it in Jim Beam bottles.
Maybe that's where I'm getting it from.
Maybe. I don't remember ever bringing Jim Beam because I'm not going to, like, if we're going to Vegas now, like in the last 5 years, we're going up and we're having a good time. Like, not that Jim Beam isn't a good time, but that's like what you order down at the bar because it's the only thing under $20.
Or we come to the like, Jim Beam's that free shot that comes with the whatever you bought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim Beam Peach.
Fuck, dude.
I have that in my little box.
We still have to do that, Victor. We're gonna do the whole lineup of flavored Jim Beams.
I'm down.
Okay.
That was one of the requests from our patrons.
To do the flavored ones? That's right. Yeah. That's right.
We've been telling him like, nah, not yet.
Let's do it.
It's one of those things. You know, like even this under $20, we're like, yeah, we'll fucking let's go back to the roots. Like we used to do under $30. We fell off that bandwagon. Let's do under $20. See if we can find some diamond in the rough.
Was it ever a bandwagon?
Let's just jump on that wagon. Let's forget about the band. Let's leave them behind and we'll just jump on that wagon again. Is that better?
The beam wagon.
Sure. I was just saying, like, I don't know that many people that were hyped over getting bottles that were 30 and under. So,
well, I think there was a purpose for it, and this is the exact reason, right? Like, you're trying to find a drink, like a good bottle of whiskey that's at an affordable price that someone in there, that pretty much anyone can afford to drink.
Listen, yeah, and this one's definitely up there.
Like Bob, the local homeless guy, can afford to drink this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, with that being said, we didn't have a topic, but I want to run this by you guys. But before we get to that, Devo, do you have anything you want to talk about?
Magic Mike.
Not Magic Mike, but definitely Magic Mind. And if you're needing something that is different from your coffee or Monster Energy drink type pick-me-ups, you should definitely check out Magic Mind. It helps with the fogginess and, you know, if you're just needing to refocus, that's what this stuff is definitely good for. We've tried it. We have partnered with them. And if you are wanting to get, what's the percentage again, Rom?
I think it's 20% off. I don't fucking know. You get a discount.
Check out our
show notes.
And you can get, that's where the actual code is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember.
But it is actually really good, in my opinion. I know Rob had like a mixed review in terms of taste, but I think it fits most people's palates. It's one that I stand behind, at least. So
Fair enough. Yeah, and remember the fucking code, we should have a magic mind so we remember it, because we'll be more productive. You know?
Yeah, but we always try to go back to it like after an episode, and it's one of those things where we tend to forget right after an episode. So
Victor's over this episode, clearly.
I think Victor needs some magic mind right now just so that he can wake up and wow, he's really holding it out.
Yeah, he is.
I'm actually kind of bored, Victor.
That's no.
I'd give you a standing O for that one.
This is my favorite part of the episode.
I think you should go get the bottle of Two Bitch Bourbon because you're kind of acting like two bitches.
I don't know, that was a good one, dude.
Why not?
I thought it was good. That one disappeared.
Did it?
Really?
It's hot to me. It's not bad. It's a good flavor. It's not as good as I remember it being when we... but, Victor, that was a fresh crack. Maybe the neck pour's gone. Maybe you'll like it now.
No.
Okay. Okay, then open up the Barrel Armida. I think you'll like that one. It's on the barrel. It's the front bottle in the barrel, not Bradshaw.
I've been eyeing that one, but
yeah, pop it open.
You say it's overpriced, so
that doesn't mean it's not good. I just think it's more expensive than it should be.
I was gonna say that doesn't mean you don't have a pour of it.
There are a lot of bottles we've had that are overpriced, and we're like disappointed by it because it was expensive, but it was still good.
Whoa! Opening the floodgates.
Yeah, you got to turn the mic more, Vic. Your mic, you had to have this fancy-ass mic. We're all over here with, like, $10 mics and sound just as good. And you got your expensive fucking 20-pound mic. Rotate it, like, cool, 30 degrees. There you go. Cool. Nope, more. There you go.
I think the next thing that you should do, Rob, is get those floating microphones that they use in choirs and just have it coming from your ceiling.
Oh,
so that nothing's in front of you or anything.
Those
like
are
that.
Like boom just, mics.
Yeah,
they're like the really thin ones.
Yeah, which yeah.
Is oddly, I don't. Whatever.
And they pick up like crazy. They pick up sound like crazy.
Yeah, I mean it works with like large groups because they're you get like 20 people together singing and it makes a louder sound. Sounded like you got some on you. No, it's too empty, dude. Just fucking what? Why? Just pour it in your glass.
I think we've talked about this. It's so that he can say that he had like three or four drinks when it was only like.
Oh yeah, this is like little bitch ass pours. I don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry. We all can't handle big pours like you.
I would prefer not to have big pours of whiskeys that I don't know if I like them. Oh, wow. Wow. Do you want one sip or two?
What if I don't like it?
Well, then you just man the fuck up and drink it.
That's
you're not going to not like that bottle.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You said it's overpriced.
He said it was slightly overpriced.
I paid like 90 bucks for it. That's why.
Victor's trying to be the considerate person of like... not overpouring.
It's fucking delicious, dude.
Is it $90 worth?
That's good.
That's what Rob's like.
Like their whiskeys start at like 90 bucks. That's my problem with Barrel.
That's real good.
You like
Wait,
it?
Which one was that for Barrel?
Barrel Armida. It's aged in
Armida. Oh,
so finished it's like in pear brandy, rum, and Sicilian Amaro casks.
And it's like the 114
proof
label, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like salmon colored.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've seen Barrel at Costco recently.
I actually got that at Costco. One it was. I think I paid 80 bucks at Costco. That's why it felt like 90 or 100.
Uh-huh.
You know, because some
Well, yeah,
because
at BevMo it's about that.
Yeah, it's probably 100 bucks at BevMo.
Oh, the last time I was at BevMo, I can't remember if it was before Christmas. No, it had to have been before Christmas. One of the workers like opened up the locked side, like one of the locked doors.
Yeah.
And just left it open. And they were talking to the other associate and they're like, oh, just leave it open because there's a lot of people that come in here and just want to get that, like this row. And this way we don't have to keep coming back to it. And I was like, the hell? Like, this is weird. So I grabbed myself one of the ones that was locked up and I walked up with to the counter.
But there's a difference. Like BevMo, the average BevMo, like they have like $50 bottles in the locked cabinet. If you go to like Total Wine, it's not in a locked cabinet.
True. And I mean, I get that, but at the same time, like there was one in that on that shelf that was like $145.
Okay.
That's what threw me off.
Fair enough.
But the other one that had like a $90 bottle was still locked up. But the only reason is because a lot of people were asking for, I think it was, oh, what was it that I just picked up? Was it Old Elk from there? No, it wasn't the Four Grain. I can't remember what I got.
Wilderness Trail?
I don't think I'll ever pick up another Wilderness.
That was that like family estate store pick from them that was dog shit. I don't know what happened there.
I liked my last bottle of Wilderness Trail.
Yeah, but you didn't have the BevMo store pick. You weren't here for that one, Victor.
I had this. It was a store pick.
You didn't have. Jesus Christ. You didn't have that store pick, Victor.
Well, Devo said all Wilderness Trail.
He's scared because he had one bad bottle of it. So now he's hesitant.
Yeah, I thought it was exactly. Great and had a sticker of Lady Gaga on it. Oh, it was a rye.
You got a tater.
Yeah, it was the Wilderness Trail rye.
Victor.
Because every time I go, you're like, do they have that again? It's like, no, Victor, they had it one time.
I don't know. Maybe they have a leftover bottle just on the it wasn't that long ago.
Feels that way, but
it was 5 months ago. Six months ago.
I feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
That's cute. I'll have to look at my shelf again because I can't.
Do you? There's no way you still have it.
No,
it's a purple label.
No. I was meaning.
Oh, that whiskey?
For whatever whiskey I picked up because it was one. Oh, it was Four Roses single barrel strength.
Oh, yeah. That one's kind of hard to find.
And I got it for like 70 or something like that.
That's not bad. Wow, that's a good deal. Thanks for letting me know, by the way. But we won't talk about that.
I got the last one for myself.
No, it's fair.
And it was mostly for the Christmas like get together.
Okay.
Because Ariana's uncle and I think I've said this before, her dad and brother also enjoy bourbon. So I got it as like a, hey, we're all going to try this together type of thing.
Fair enough. Was that your stomach, Victor?
That
was mine.
Oh, that was yours?
Probably. Or my
no, it was me.
Like
it
was I was about to sure. say, yeah, it sounded like Victor. So, historically, right, when we think about when we grew up and someone was like sophisticated and they were celebrating, they always had a bottle of scotch, right? Like, that's what they were drinking. They were drinking like a 15 or 18 year scotch. Or higher year, but generally you're thinking like 15, 18 year scotch. And I feel like that was like you watch these movies and like talking about Suits. We've talked about that recently where you've been watching Suits and the bottle that Harvey Specter has, the decanter on his desk, you assume that is a scotch.
Yes.
Like if you were going to guess, when you see a decanter in a law office or some higher end office, you're going generally assuming that it's scotch. Is that a fair mm-hmm. comment?
I would agree.
Victor?
Yep.
That was very.
Although one of the Suits episodes, I think they talked about it being bourbon that they were pouring.
They may have.
It was in the later season. later seasons.
But generally, we'll just say like 10 years ago, you were assuming that like a sophisticated group was drinking scotch, right? Has bourbon finally replaced that in the U.S.?
Thanks to Yellowstone, maybe.
Ooh, I don't know. I cannot say that because I saw him drinking Crown Royal on the episode.
I saw him drinking Bullet Bourbon.
And Bullet. And they also had Weller Full Proof on there. But they didn't drink.
That's why I said maybe. I wasn't saying like it was a definite from Yellowstone. I was just saying that Yellowstone, I think, has helped push for it. There's a couple sports that are now pushing bourbon.
Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers are sponsored by Jim Beam.
Uh huh. And I think the Angels are. I think the Angels are sponsored by Bullet.
Are they?
Yeah.
At least they have a Bullet corner.
Oh, do they? I just feel like it's no longer like now more it's like, oh, they have this bottle of bourbon or it's not as much scotch. Like I feel like scotch has always been with the exception of limited released scotches. Like I never heard of someone because I know a lot of people are like, oh, Macallan 18's my favorite. Like that's kind of like if you are not a scotch drinker, that is like what you assume is the god of all scotches.
See, I felt that way when we were first starting to get into bourbon and trying like it neat and everything.
Yeah.
Ariana's uncle for one of the New Year's, and it was like either the first time that I went with her family to New Year's. I think it was that. But he offered me a two finger pour of Johnny Walker Blue. And that was, I was like, oh, so this is like crazy high end type of thing because it was a $200 bottle. From Costco.
I feel like Johnny Walker's the Jack Daniels of the Scotch world.
No, excuse me. It could be. But I was just meaning it as like it was a $200 bottle that I was getting offered. And I was like, oh, I'm special.
Right? But I feel like bourbon has taken that place now. Like, I think bourbon is now the, like...
There's more flavor to bourbon than there is absolutely. To scotch.
I agree. I just feel like it changed from... It used to be, like, the blue-collar workers' alcohol of choice, right? Now it's, like, switching. And I kind of hate to say this, but it's almost like this, like, hippie new generation somehow brought... Because bourbon... has like anti the vibe of them, but they're like, it's like they're drinking bourbon now. I don't know how, because I feel like them drinking bourbon would just hurt their feelings, but it seems like they drink it too.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at Victor's face and like how you're explaining it to me, to us, Rob, kind of is how I feel about like, skateboarders and like the action stars, like you know how like X Games and stuff like that like went off for a little bit, now it's kind of like dwindled back down. Like for some reason I don't know why, but I was thinking of like no one really knew of Tony Hawk until he landed the 900, and then everyone wanted to know about like the everything that went on with skateboarding. So like bourbon's been around for so many years, but now it's starting in that like Tony Hawk 900 era of like, okay, bourbon is starting to take over mainstream, and who knows when the decline may be. Cause like you said, like in terms of distinguish, like when you think of someone who's distinguished, they're having a scotch. But nowadays it's kind of switched. So
yes.
Like the, you could say like baseball players would have been like the scotch, and like X
hockey
Games.
Players.
Well, I guess I'm more so meaning
like you're thinking like the tougher guys are drinking bourbon, and the like, mm-hmm. not saying baseball players aren't tough, but relatively speaking, they're less likely to get injured than someone trying to do like a big ass jump and then falling onto a half pipe.
Yeah. I don't know. I was also trying to just see Victor. Were you into skating? Were you into skateboarding?
Yeah. I liked the sport.
Did you like follow it at all? Like who was your, I'm going to switch it to like skateboarding.
Can I just say that I feel like Victor's like talking to like a 14-year-old kid. Like you ask him a question and they just say like the bare fucking minimum right now.
Did I like
how was school? Good.
Yeah.
No, because like I feel like you were probably a skater at one point. You could probably land a kickflip. The farthest I got was a pop shove it, but.
No, I mean, skateboard culture was big growing up in my neighborhood. I think it was for all of us. I mean, I assume it was for all of us.
Yeah, I just couldn't skateboard, so I wasn't a part of it.
But, I think that was most of us. Like Devo said, you know, you might land a kickflip once in a blue moon, but it wasn't consistent. Like, I couldn't do it on command, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't have enough moves in my arsenal to do it. To play skate, you know?
Right. Trying to pull out some, like, Roddy Mullen type stuff, just flat ground stuff.
Yeah, and I love the fact that skateboarding is now an Olympic sport.
I think that's really cool.
I love the scoring of skateboarding in the Olympic world, and I love, this might sound weird, that it's becoming a multi-gender sport as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think there's a lot of young...
When you say multi, does that mean, are you including like non-binary?
So in the sense of, I think soccer is a multi-gender sport because men and women both compete at a high level, watched by a majority of the population, right?
Yeah.
Where there's no women's football, like, that just doesn't exist.
I just feel like there was lingerie. I don't know if it's still
around. It still does exist, but it's, you're not, you know.
It's not competitive. You're going because of what they're wearing.
Correct.
You know? True. And maybe like a big hit, and you're like, oh, shit.
And there were some big hits for lingerie football. Sorry.
Come on, let's not lie. Every guy that went there in his mid-20s was hoping a tit popped out.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was literally, or a boob. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. It sounds very inappropriate. But as a like early to mid-20-year-old, you're hoping someone's top kind of falls off.
No, that's where you go.
Yeah. But it's the only reason I said that is I feel like us growing up, you said multi-gender sport, or like that's what it was called. Now it's like PC would mean that you were like, you include like non-binary and multi-gender sport.
Yeah, I mean, I say that because I'll watch women's skateboarding. I'll watch women's soccer. I don't watch women's basketball. I'll watch women's volleyball.
Absolutely.
Do you watch men's volleyball?
Absolutely not. It's not a multi-gender sport.
That was a bad example.
But no,
wait,
I mean...
Wait, Vic. For the women's volleyball, is it court or is it like indoor or is it beach? It doesn't fucking
matter. He'll watch both.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But beach is a little bit cooler.
Usually because it's not... I don't know. Go ahead.
No, but I mean, I do like skateboarding.
Do you guys know there's sand tennis? Talking about beach volleyball. There's beach tennis.
That's news to me.
How does the ball bounce?
It doesn't. It doesn't bounce. And you can't hit it twice. It's just one time. It's the weirdest fucking thing in the world. Watch beach tennis.
Pickleball is using a wiffle ball. Modified
this uses
ball.
Like a squishy ball, but it's literally it's just a harder wiffle ball than like what you'd use for like baseball or softball.
That's why I said modified, but
I was just saying harder because modified could mean it's softer.
Sure.
Just to clarify. But yeah, there's beach tennis. It kind of threw me off. It was very odd.
But so going back to skateboarding, Vic, because I know that a lot of people have like mixed feelings about Rob Dyrdek. Do you think he helped get it to an Olympic sport?
No.
Especially with Street League skateboarding?
When Street League happened, I got really excited.
I was watching it all the time.
And it just didn't... It didn't... get enough steam in my eyes to say that it made any influence.
Really?
And I do,
but
I mean,
think they go off of the same scoring system though.
And I assume so, but I mean, you got X Games as well, right?
Yeah. X Games. I feel like X Games has kind of fallen off a little bit in terms of popularity.
And it has, and Street League. I don't think, God, I feel like...
Well, like, you can't qualify for the Olympics unless you've done Street League, I thought.
But I don't know enough about Street League, and I don't know if it has an international presence. And to be an Olympic sport, I really feel like you need a big international presence.
That makes sense. But I'm pretty sure that, like... You have like to get onto the road or whatever. Like you have to win so many tournaments type thing. And I think Street League is one of those that you have to. I believe. I could be wrong.
When do you guys think esports is going to become an Olympic sport?
I think it's on its way. Actually,
I think so too. Because the fucking high school I drive by and they have like a sign saying like Upland High Esports. Team, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
you're playing Madden to as a?
Well, I'm guessing it's like Call of Duty and those games, or like Fortnite, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's approved. You probably can't play Call of Duty because it's mature, right? But Fortnite, maybe. I don't know. Roblox? Fucking Minecraft? I don't know.
And I don't have a problem with esports. It doesn't click with me.
It's not a sport.
I think
it's a talent.
It's a quick talent. Twitch. You can get your fingers to, like, you can work on quick Twitch.
I agree with Debo.
That it's quick Twitch?
I think there is a physical aspect to video games.
I would say that I disagree, because the kids that are really good at esports would not ever be considered athletes.
Okay, what about player?
I will argue, and that's where I'm going to go with that, Devo, that the older you get, the better you probably get at chess, and the older you get, the probably worse you'll get at video games, because there is a physical aspect to playing video
games. I don't think it's physical. I think it's mental.
No, I think it's
physical. You think slower. You don't have the quick reaction time. I think
you're both right in that sense.
I think your brain to your fingertips is physical.
So what is that? Your fingers or your brain? Because your brain leads your fingertips, so it's your brain moves slower.
But that's why you got to get Magic Mind, because Magic Mind will definitely help with that.
So they're saying that, like, you hit your prime in video games from like 16 to 22, because these kids can click. These numbers are just in the dark, but these kids can click like 200 clicks per minute or whatever.
Yeah, you brought this up before in an episode.
And the older you get, that number starts to decline. Therefore, you lose a competitive advantage.
Now, I would argue against that, because I played a lot more video games between 16 and 22 than I do now, and I'm better now than I was before.
You have strategy now.
Yeah, I think...
like, you understand the game that much more now.
So that's why I'm arguing against that point.
I think if you put in the same amount of hours at 18, that you'd be a...
I played more between 16 and 22, and I'm better now. So if I played the same, I would be worse.
I disagree.
I'm literally saying, from my experience, I'm better now than I was before, and more people play now online than when I was 22.
I don't think you can quantify that.
I think you can completely. I have a higher KD ratio on Call of Duty now than I did when I was 22. That's quantified.
I think we've put ourselves in bubbles, and the game balances your KD ratio.
I will. So, coming from someone who was never a gamer, I have, like, before playing with you guys in terms of COD, I only played, like, the racing games, like the Need for Speed, that type of stuff, where it didn't take much. But since playing more often, I feel like I've gotten better.
Yeah, you're a different...
I'm still poor compared to you guys, but I think that's why I will argue that, like, you can work out or work on your quick twitch and figuring out, like, when to hit something and all of that. Like, there's a lot that goes on for trying to figure out and how to be good at a game. There's definitely, like, natural talent, which I think that's where Rob's kind of, like, pulling towards. But
I'm just saying, I don't think you peak at 22. The most popular streamers that I've seen are past over 22.
I could fact check you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you going off of, like, highest grossing, or
like just the most, like, the people that you see all the time?
I mean, I'm not. We're not talking about entertainment value, right? We're talking about competitive.
Would not gaming. The best players be the most popular to watch?
No.
No?
Not necessarily, because okay. they're sweats, as they call it in COD. It's a sweaty lobby. This is, you know.
No, but even still, like, your best players get more people to watch because they're so good.
What's that one guy that's on Fortnite, and he's got, I think it's blue hair right now.
Ninja.
Is he the best Fortnite player, or is he just entertaining? Like, he gets a lot of kills, he gets a lot of wins, but I think he's one of the top grossing, though. Because I was looking up different streamers, too, just to... Since I'm a visual learner, I think that's why I've also gotten a little bit better, is because I watch what those streamers do in-game, like, while they're in, like, where they hide, or, like, the type of... whether they're running and gunning like I do, or if they're playing it slow. And obviously, if they play it slow, they don't necessarily get like a high kill rate, but they do end up in like the top five. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors. And for like esports, it's hard to say, especially coming from the background of being in like regular sports, whether it's like baseball, soccer, or even if you played football or basketball, like those we consider as sports because, you know, that's what we knew it as. But esports is a whole different genre, obviously. But I do think if you like sprained your finger or something like that, like obviously you can't hold a controller correctly or type on a keyboard correctly. So like there's still those types of injuries as well, different factors to basically make it an actual sport. So like, I don't know. I'm conflicted. I'm with you.
The median age of the Call of Duty League, which is their professional league, I guess, is 26. The median age of NFL players is 26.6. Would you say that a NFL player peaked at 22?
They're fresh out of college at that point.
I think you're in your athletic prime.
I don't agree with that at all. I think the only reason NFL players are 26.6 is because of injury.
I mean, I think you're
hitting Tyreek your prime Hill. At 26 to 28.
What age is Tyreek Hill? Because he's what, the fastest on the field, right?
I don't know if he is anymore. He's definitely close. He's like top three, but I think there are a few guys he's that 29. Might be faster than him. Yeah,
he's 29 and he's at essentially his peak. I guess I'm on Rob's side in that sense. Sorry, Vic, but.
I just think I don't think that you lose that many clicks to justify the difference in intelligence from 22 to 30.
I thought we were arguing physical, not intelligence. I mean, I think intelligence.
No,
is
you were
part
saying no. We were talking about when you hit your prime, not physical.
That we're talking about physical prime.
No, I was just saying prime
physical,
in general.
Quick twitch, like
the yeah, that's what we're saying.
No, you said they hit their prime at 16 to 22. I was saying that you hit your prime later than that because there are other factors that you get later in age that make up for that.
Okay, I don't disagree, and that's not what I was talking about.
Okay, well then we got mixed up.
I agree with you. I think, you know, 20.
You said that I'm worse now than I was when I was 22, even though I'm better.
I think Tyreek Hill ran faster 5 years ago.
Yes, but he's a better player now.
Smarter. I think in terms of a balanced and understanding the game and mental intelligence, yes, absolutely.
Does only physicality make you better?
It's a competitive edge, and that was my argument.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Because like golfers, they claim that you hit your physical peak or you hit your prime at 32 years old. Because you still have the physicality, but you're smarter.
Does golf have like a quick twitch as well? It does essentially, right? Within the wrist.
Well, quick twist in your torso.
Well, that too.
I mean, so that's the quick
because
twitch
because of the age, like your wrist, really. And with all, because I think it was last episode that we had talked about how like if you do a certain action, either it was like 10,000 hours or 10,000
times. Yeah.
Times. So do you think that's why, like at the 30s mark, golfers are at their prime?
No, I think it's because you're smarter and you've matured. So you know when to be aggressive and when not to be aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like I don't play much golf anymore, but like if I was playing a decent amount, I would probably be down 5-10 yards from when I was 22. But I play better now because I don't like, and I play less because I think through the game better than I did as a 22-year-old. I don't hit the ball as well, but I play better.
Gotcha.
Right? Like for football players, a great example would be you may be faster when you're 22, but you run better routes at 30.
That was my argument, and we're on the same page.
I don't know that.
That's 100% was my argument.
I don't know if you actually made that argument, but all right, I'll take
it. I think you thought it, but I don't think you said it.
That you hit your physical prime at around 22.
You said you hit the button more. Well, you said prime. Your prime in esports is at 16 to 22 because you click the button faster. You didn't say your physical prime.
Hey, we were talking the difference between intelligence and physical prime.
Maybe Rob and I
Rob said intelligence.
I did, but I didn't hear you say that. You said your prime at 16 to 22. That was it. It didn't bring in intellectual. Prime. You just said prime.
I think he did say physical prime, but I don't think we were along those same lines in terms of like we were thinking of like physical prime, not along the lines of where Victor's thought process
was, maybe
in terms of maturity and.
Well, no, he was saying physical, not maturity.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think mentality is more important in sports than physicality. I think you do get an edge with physicality, but I think the better players that don't get injured a lot in sports prove that maturity beats out physicality. Or having
in most cases, for sure.
And you do get the odd cases where you get a very mature professional athlete at a young age. And they have a very long, and their prime would be considered a very long time, right?
You're thinking of like Mahomes is on that. I'm thinking like
I would argue that like Mahomes. I think
he was
a little bit of a loose cannon early on in his career, but he was very good.
Yeah, but now he's
refined. But I think it took him about 3-4 years to get to that point where he was like top notch. You know what I mean? Like now he's a Hall of Fame player. At 22, he wasn't a Hall of Fame player.
Okay, that's fair.
But like Trout, like he was a very mature baseball player at an early age.
His mentor was Derek Jeter, and Victor has recently shit on Jeter. So
why'd you shit on Jeter, Victor?
Victor said that he's overhyped.
In the modern StatCast era, Derek Jeter's stats are terrible.
That's fair.
But I'm going to argue that there's more. Again, like we say, like Robert just said, there's more to a sport than your stats.
He did more for his team than his stats did for his team.
Correct.
Yeah. But I think.
I just wanted to bring that back up, especially for Hubby Life. I think Jeter was also his.
Oh, gotcha.
Main guy.
But like baseball is a great example of where
shout out to Hubby
mental mental strength is more important than physicality. Right?
So because Barry Bonds deserves to be in.
No, I mean, he broke the rules. Whether or not it was fine because everybody was doing it or not, he got caught. Someone ratted him out. He pissed someone off. Someone wanted to ease up their sentence, which, whatever. But, I mean, just like Mark McGwire, who would think like Mark McGwire got that big that fast?
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa used fucked bats.
Jason Giambi. Sammy Sosa, I
he's white now.
In terms of the corked bat, really? I don't. isn't he now?
He's got that Michael Jackson thing going on with him. Oh, really? I don't know if it's genetic probably like or
reverse drugs melatonin. Yeah. What is it? Not melatonin. What is it?
But like in like football, right? You're probably a better, lineman at a younger age because you're faster and stronger. But you're a better quarterback at an older age because faster and stronger isn't as important as learning how to take a hit, how to find someone open.
Thinking of like a Favre or isn't Flacco still around?
Flacco's having a hell of a year.
God,
I hate that you fucking said that, dude.
He's having a hell of a year.
Somebody beat me in fantasy football because fucking Flacco went off, and then he's asking who the fuck Flacco is.
Oh,
fucking asshole.
He doesn't even know that he's 39 years old.
The Browns went off and you won fantasy football, right?
Yeah, but
yeah, because Flacco's fucking ran that team that day.
I thought that was Browning still.
No, Flacco's been the starting quarterback for like the last 9 weeks.
Oh, that's my fault. That's my fault because I had
actually more than that.
Yeah, I think he
took over in like week 7.
He was Stroud almost
playing,
comeback
and
player.
I should have had Browning playing. That's. Yeah. And I'm thinking the Bengals, my bad. But
I get what you're saying about like age and how fast you can press the button and maybe like your reaction time.
So some of the streamers to go back to at least COD players, they play the kick of the gun, or like they understand or know what type of recoil they're gonna get, which I have yet to understand.
We know
on my end.
So we know, it's funny because I played a lot of Counter-Strike, and the guns had a lot of kick. So you aim for the chest, the gun will recoil to the head.
Yeah, that's what I do. I aim for the chest,
and I try to do that, but at the same time, like I am just bad.
So. I also just pull slightly down on the analog stick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As you're pulling trigger. Gotcha.
Now, this is a Reddit post, Victor. I'm not trying to like talk against your point. They say this is a Tharos dude says reaction times peak between 23 and 27. Much like other pro sports players. Oh, they did put there are several studies like this one with a link. I love that when they put like a link in like text. That back this up. So this is, yeah. So I don't know. It doesn't. To your point, though, if you look at the highest earning age groups, it's 19 to 22. After that, though, it's like 23 to 30.
I
think it's time, though, right? Like someone who's 24, 25, 26, they're going to be like, I don't have the time that I used to have, right? These 19 to 22 year olds are going to college and playing video games from home.
So
have I told you guys that I follow and watch a streamer that's in his 60s? That's a gamer.
Wild, yeah, the dude. Grandpa. Didn't he just start?
Not grandpa, but there is a tactical grandma and there is tactical grandpa. But no, I follow his name's Street Taco Eater.
Okay.
He's in his 60s. He's doing gaming or streaming for a different reason, mostly to build a community. But he plays on PC.
Okay.
And I feel like that's wild to me in terms of quick Twitch. Like, And he does pretty good. He's at a 250. Obviously, it's because he plays all the time, but
he's got a 250.
Yeah, he's at 250 in terms of rank.
Oh, I didn't know if you're talking about KD ratio, rank.
Oh, no. He's 250 as in like rank.
Oh, that's not even that. Like, it sounds like he plays a lot more than we do, and I'm at like 220. Or do you mean like rank?
No,
national
yeah, like,
rank.
No. National rank.
No, he's assume. Talking about like rank.
I'm talking like in the game, like you know how I think a 107 or 106 or whatever.
Yeah, I think I'm 218 or 220.
Really?
Yeah. Victor's at like 208.
That's why I'm freaking having a hard time.
Yeah, but me and Rob played a lot. Oh, no, it was like double XP.
Yeah.
We played a lot.
Yeah. We take advantage of the bonuses. But yeah, well, if you want to get good at video games and you're over 26, just give up. Just don't worry about it. Because you're done.
That's
you're
one
done.
Way of saying
you're,
it, yeah.
You're done. Just do it for fun. Don't try and compete. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just kidding. If you can do it, do it. I think it's like any sport. If you think you can do it, you probably can't. Right? Like,
and with
like,
that
oh,
being
I could
said,
probably go pro. Yeah, no, you can't. Nope. That mentality. Nope, you can't.
I felt that way about bowling a little while ago.
Oh yeah. I had the same feeling, but then you find out that like your house shot average to like a tournament average is take 20 pins away, and that's where your like tournament average would be.
Yeah, and that's when we asked. I think it was the guy up in Vegas where we were like, "Oh, you're a pro. Like, what's your house average?" And he was like, "Oh, like 240s or 230s or whatever." And we were like,
"Yeah,
oh, shoot, okay."
Yeah, they're just good because the lanes aren't tough for them. They know how to get away with all their bad shots.
Yeah.
But yeah. So just don't do it. You lost your edge at 26 or 22, depending on the analysis. And give it a try though. You know, it's fun. Hit us up if you're a listener and you want to play some Call of Duty or something, hit us up. We'll hop on with you.
And you can see how bad Devo is.
I get quiet. Victor gets quiet though too. I think we're equally quiet. And then Devo's just over there like, God damn it.
I don't say it like that. I just say, God damn it.
No, you can't have a conversation with Rob during Call of Duty.
Not when you're... Dude, you put pressure on me. You're like, you're the only one that can help us win.
I
can't fucking like... I have to like try and like be sweaty even though I'm not sweaty.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna role play Rob.
I think we need to get into like actual Warzone though.
No, and Rob's
I
like
think that's what's gonna bring
Rob's
us.
Like,
as
I'm not
a
very good
together.
At invasion, and then he gets fucking number one in the fucking team like fucking five games in a row.
I was gonna say five games.
Yeah dude. I'd be like, I'm not good at invasion.
So I'll say, I feel like this has been my whole life, right? When I've needed to lead, I can like step up. When I don't need to, I don't. Like, I just play it safe. Does that make sense? Like, if you have someone that, like, in, like, college, right, you have, like, group projects, and someone takes ownership of leading, like, you fucking take the lead. I'll chill back here. I'll get my shit done. Don't worry about my stuff. You're good. If no one steps up, then I'll step up and do it. But I don't want to. Does that make sense?
No, I agree.
I think that's most of us. But if you've been listening to this song, we definitely appreciate you. We ask that you tell your friends about Whiskey Biz Podcast.
Amen. I felt and like it was a prayer
listening.
The whole time. That's why I had to say
it. I know.
It definitely came across that way. Church.
It definitely came across that way. But thank you for listening. And as always, keep it neat, friends.
Woo!